Well, voters in New York will not only pick a new mayor next month, they'll also decide whether the state should have more casino gambling. A ballot initiative before voters would allow the legislature to approve 7 non-Indian casinos in New York. Joining us now to talk about that is Erica Orden, a Wall Street Journal reporter who's been covering this. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
So what happens if this initiative passes? Are we talking about Las Vegas-style casinos upstate?
We are. The initiative would initially bring up to 4 casinos upstate in 3 different regions, including the Catskills, the Southern Tier, and the Capital Region, meaning near Albany.
And this is a statewide ballot question. So New York City voters heading to the polls for the mayoral election here in the city will be seeing it on the ballot. And it may be that New York City is so heavily populated, New York City may be deciding this vote. Isn't that right?
That's right. I mean, the voter turnout in New York City is expected to be much higher than it is in most other places of the state. So it will largely fall to New York City voters to decide this measure.
Governor Cuomo says passing this initiative would be a big economic boost for the state. What is he pointing to support that?
He is pointing to the idea that it would bring jobs as well as school aid and property tax relief, as well as local government aid. That those things would be statewide, but certainly the jobs that it's expected to bring to the regions where the casinos would be sited are the main factor.
And is he quoting any specific numbers or projections?
The jobs projection, I don't believe has been released. The budget office last week put out a projection for the school aid and property tax relief and government aid that it would bring statewide, and that is expected to be about $430 million annually.
You know, there's already a lot of competition among casinos in the Northeast. We have Atlantic City, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Massachusetts is looking into putting in some casinos. And Atlantic City's gambling industry has been foundering the last several years. And there was even a study recently from a New Jersey-based research group on the economic benefits of gaming in Florida, which is also considering adding casinos. And that study says it wouldn't really do much to create jobs down there. Does the governor's calculus take any of this into account?
I mean, the governor has not spoken to those issues in terms of the operations in nearby states. I mean, I think that the governor is facing less opposition from places like Atlantic City, which is struggling financially, and Connecticut's Foxwoods Resort Casino, which actually wants to open in New York and is eyeing their own New York operations.
Is there a lot of support for allowing more casinos upstate? And where will we be seeing some opposition?
Well, opposition could come from groups that oppose the so-called social ills associated with gambling. The Catholic bishops of New York State last week called gambling a morally neutral act, but also said it was wary of the passion for gambling risks becoming enslavement. In terms of voter support for the ballot initiative, recent polls have found that about 55% of registered voters support the ballot initiative, including specific language about job creation and funding for schools. But when asked more generally if they support non-Indian Las Vegas-style casinos in New York, they're more divided, with about 46% for and 46% against.
Now, you reported that there will be a big push by the governor and his aides to make this ballot question a very visible issue. Do you predict that it will pass in November? And if so, how soon could the state see some new casinos?
It looks like it is expected to pass, at least that is the trajectory it's on right now. There will be a big push in coming weeks. There are several groups that expect to spend millions of dollars on advertising and voter turnout operations and other activities designed to advance the ballot measure. As far as when the casinos would begin to appear, if approved, if a referendum passes, the State Gaming Commission would oversee a regulation and the regulation process for siting those casinos, and so it would have to go through that process before we see anything.
All right. Thanks so much, Erica.
Thanks for having me.
Erica Orden covers New York State politics and government for The Wall Street Journal.